every single day is a nightmare, but I get up in the morning and I make myself get through the day. I'm involved in a tremendous amount of things in the local community, and I continue to do that. And the local community in Malton and Norton and surrounding areas, for that matter, the support is absolutely fantastic. I can walk into town here, Helmsley, other areas. People walk up to me and they'll say, "You don't know me, but I just want to give you a hug." That happens at cash machines and places like that. And I don't know them. As I say, I've got the council work, I'm in organisations, I made 100 Christmas cakes, they went out the Malton and Norton Lines, took a lot of them out to people. I didn't really want to do it deep down, but I thought of the people who received them, and this helps me through. But every morning, I say a prayer to get me through the day. I have a tremendous faith. Without that, I couldn't get through it.
This is all that keeps you going, really?
Yes, I have that every morning.
People obviously try and imagine themselves perhaps in your position.
Oh, yes,
but just can't. It's very
difficult. They all say they can't. You know, when I first got in touch with Kate McCann and then had a letter back, and she said, no matter how old they are, they're still your babies. Like Madeline's 8 now, coming up to 9 in May, but they're still your children. And she understood to a certain extent. Then I have a lady in Liverpool that contacts me. They came to see me there in the organisation SAMM, SAMM. I don't know whether you've heard of it, but and they help people who've lost somebody through manslaughter or murder. They help people with the trials and all the things that you never ever dreamed you would be involved in, and you don't know where to start. And this couple came to see me from Liverpool. And we've been in touch now. And her daughter was murdered 25 years ago. And the man who is in jail and won't tell them where the body is. So, you know, you get all walks of life. It's just tremendous. So I try all along the line to look at the positive side and the goodness it's brought out and not the negative side. And that gets me through.
What do you think has happened to Claudia?
I don't know. I think they've made so many mistakes, the police, from the beginning. I think the first 72 hours are crucial. The first week, the first 96 hours, whatever, are crucial. And this is where they've slipped up. They focus far too much on our private life. And a lot of it they got wrong. I did try to tell them. I did try to get them to listen to me. And I felt, though, this is somebody they never met and they don't know. And I know better than them. And I know what she did. Perhaps I don't tell you everything, but I know from an emotional point of view, if anything was wrong, I could tell by her voice. You learn an awful lot from somebody about the things they don't tell you, not just what they do. And the other one, Ali, when she talks to me or whether she rings up, she knows immediately if I'm having a down day. She said, "Right, Mum, what's up today?" And I don't have to say anything. She knows, and I know the same. And Claudia contacted me about all sorts of emotional things. If she was tired, if she'd had a bad day at work, she spoke to me almost every day on the way home from work. When she walked home, I hated her walking to work early in the morning in the dark. I hated it. I offered her taxi money and she wouldn't take it. She did get a lift occasionally from another chef. If they happened to be on the same shift, she would get a lift. But I didn't like her doing it. I really didn't. But they've just missed so much. I feel so much. And people ring me who've tried to contact the police with information, and they've got nowhere, so they've contacted me.
So people have been passing information about possibilities?
Yes. So you look into all these things. You see, the police, because they focus so much on this the possibility of an old boyfriend coming out of the woodwork and going off with her, which the more you think about, is so ridiculous. The other things seem to have gone by the board. Any other possibilities? And I'm looking down the path of the other possibilities, because you have to do it.
I mean, do you think she's still alive?
Yes, yes. I think I'd have a gut feeling, an instinct.
Do you think, though, there'll be a change? Because obviously Detective Superintendent Ray Galloway's retired now. Do you think there will be a change of approach, do you think, now? Are you more encouraged
now? There's got to be. I've said we've got to go back to the right to the beginning and work through it all. I've asked for a police review, external, not internal. There's been two internal ones. We want an external one. The National Police Body, they do it. We want to look somebody to look at it who's completely impartial, who's had nothing to do with it, and to look at all the different things and just pick something out, perhaps, a new input, a new light into it.
But over the last 4 years, you've largely been in the shadows, haven't you?
Yes.
It's only an occasion
to speak.
So I find
it very, very difficult. I just couldn't go on television or anything. I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't. I just found, I suppose everybody deals with these things in different ways, and I just couldn't do it. But I'm a bit more outgoing now. I've had no confidence, had a huge lack of confidence, but I'm coming forward a little bit. It's got to happen. And it doesn't matter. It isn't a competition. We're both out for the same ends. I hope we are. And the more people who do things or keep it in the public eye, it's better. And we may do it, Peter may do it in one way, I might do it another way. But at the end of the day, we're hoping for the same end, so it doesn't matter, does it? That's the way I look at it. The more, the better, really. So I just don't know what's going to happen, honestly. I just don't know. But I'll find a way forward. I will find a way forward. And I've always thought at the end of the day, whatever happens, it's going to come from me, from my mum. It'll be me, through me, that they'll find her, one way or another.
You're absolutely certain.
Yes, there's this bond that you have that you can't describe to anybody. This mother and child bond, or whatever age they are. And I have a gut instinct that it'll come from me. Yeah.
Obviously, you were the last person to speak to her, weren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I was on the Wednesday night,
no, the
and in the afternoon. Yes, I spoke to her in the afternoon.
I mean, this conversation you had with Claudia, this last one, do you still remember that clearly?
Oh, yes, yes, I've got the message. I've still got it written down.
What she said?
Yes, 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 because I asked for a number of a minibus company that was near her. It was for a wedding I was going to, and the bride's family, the wedding was at Sandburn, which is on the A64, sort of mid between. Some guests were staying in York and some guests were going to be staying in Moulton. And so the bride's father said, oh, I think there's a place somewhere near Claudia that does minibuses. So I said, oh, well, I'll give her a ring and see if she's got the name. And I was just about to head off to Ali's, you see, for mother and son. So I thought, I'll get it done now before I forget. And I rang her that night and she said, and, you know, she was quite surprised because I'd spoken to her for 20 minutes in the afternoon. And that's what it was about. And we were both watching the same television programme.
Was it location,
yeah, on Harrogate, yes. And because we have friends in Harrogate. And I could hear it in her bedroom, the same programme. I knew she was watching the same programme because I could hear music, I could hear what was the voices. And that was on in her bedroom. And she was thinking about going to bed because that finished at 9, that programme. It was on 8 till 9. And we were watching it in case there was anybody we knew or roads we knew. I have three lots of friends in Harrogate. So, you know, she wasn't going out that night, definitely.
She sounded didn't. Relaxed and...
She was fine, yeah, just usual. We didn't talk all that long because we'd spoken in the afternoon, you see. But she rang me on her way home from work regularly. And it's funny because on the Thursday, I was at Moulton Ladies Luncheon Club, at the Forest and Vale on the Thursday, and when I got in, press 1471, and she wasn't on, she hadn't phoned, and I thought, oh, it's because she remembered I was at Luncheon Club and I wouldn't be in, you see. I thought it was odd that she'd remembered, but, and of course she wasn't there, was she?